My name is Holy Lord.
Seated, please be upstanding and hands lift your hands high. Thank you for being present. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence, for your anointing. Blessed be your name. Lift your hands high. And let's maintain quietness if it's possible. Can you feel that awesome presence of Jesus in this place? Lift your hands, don't look around, don't be a spectator. Expect a touch from God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift those hands now. I see Jesus untying lives. Untying people that have been tied. Being untied, being unchained, chains being loosed. I see yokes breaking. I see affliction disappearing. I see pains dissolving. Lift your hands high. Mahashada. At a count of seven, you place a hand on your head and scream the fire at the top of your voice, and something will drop. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire burn. Let fresh fire burn. Let the fire burn. Yes, the fire of the Holy Ghost is about to roast things out of your life. It's about to break chains and break yokes and release deliverance and release impartation. Receive that fire burning right now. At the count of seven, you will place your hand on your head and scream the fire, and something shall be burnt off your life. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Your hands and give him the praise. Something is happening. Something that followed you here just left you back to hell. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Then along that old cross, where the dearest death, for a world of lost
at your right hand and worship him. In this kind of climate, everything the devil stole is restored. Yokes you came with, chains you came with, you are not aware of, are just instantly broken in this kind of climate. Lift your hands up. Shut up. That neck that is afflicted, whether by a wrong position of sleep, has just been healed. Somebody's neck is healed. That shoulder that has been crippled or paralyzed by stroke or whatever it is, has just been healed. That waist has just been healed. And very importantly, somebody's right knee that is bound with pains and chains and affliction has just been healed. There are diverse pains that have just gone, diverse afflictions under this climate of the Holy Spirit. If you feel something left you, you feel a healing and you receive the deliverance, quickly stand up on your feet and come forward and let it. God is destroying lumps, growths, breast lumps, growths, tumors, hernia. The power of God is destroying the lumps, destroying the growths, destroying the hernia, destroying the thyroid, the goiter, destroying the uterine fibroid. I take authority over everything called a lump here this morning. Your yoke is broken. Your tenure expires. Your chain is broken. Your power is broken. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the adoration and we give you the worship. God is healing asthma. He's healing bronchitis. He's healing bronchiectasis. I take authority over every asthmatic devil. Every asthmatic devil. Every asthmatic devil. Your tenure expires now. Every asthmatic devil. Your tenure expires now. In the name of Jesus. Abnormal flow of milk from the breast where you are not breastfeeding. Hormonal imbalance. Today marks your end in the life of that lady. Right now I take authority over that hormonal imbalance. You have no place in that body. Your tenure has expired. Your yoke has broken. In the name of Jesus. It is drying up right now. Irregular menstrual cycle is being destroyed by the power of God. Unusual blood flow is being destroyed by the power of God right now. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us a testimony. That's right. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Can you stand up on your feet, everybody? Just 1 minute. Everybody, just 1 minute. And lift your hands and lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, everything abnormal in my life, everything that is irregular in my life, today is your end. Every abnormality, every irregularity, today is your end. You are living now. On your marks, get set, shout, go! Hey, 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 hey. Help that lady, help that lady, help that lady. Help that lady there. Mahashata kadagalaga. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm very excited with that testimony you are holding right now. Tell me what happened. Mashata kalabala. Can you cue up the clip of the crusade from Port Harcourt, the campus crusade? You have the clip available? Just cue it right away. Some very, very unusual things happened in Port Harcourt.
Sir, yes. Okay. This is very incredible. Our sister Nancy said she came in here this morning with a myriad of afflictions. Chronic ulcer, high blood pressure, chronic arthritis, couldn't walk, hydronephrosis.
What?
Yes, terrible pain. At the shout of fire, she said something left her. She can't walk without the aid of this crutch.
Of those two crutches?
Of these two crutches. Her husband, she said, is in the service. Her children carry her around about to do her normal chores or things in the house, or her sister, or thereabout. At the shout of fire, something left her. She can now walk without the aid of these crutches.
Let her show us how she came. How did she come with it? Show us how you walked with it before. Without the aid of those crutches, it was impossible to walk. That was how she struggled with it. And she came with hydronephrosis, peptic ulcer disease, hypertension.
Okay, yes, of course. Then she said also there was this condition on her in her throat. She can't talk. By the same impartation too, the vocal cord opened.
The vocal cord opened. All in one. Can you remove the stick now? Walk. Are you? Hey! Are you just looking like that? Ay, 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 ay. Are you just sitting and looking like that? My, ay, 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 ay. You are God.
You are not just me.
Are you just sitting and looking? You are a great God.
You are big,
big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big,
big, big, big,
big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big,
big, big, big,
big, big, big, big, big, big,
big,
Yeah.
You are a great God.
Season. God is in a hurry to do the unusual. Did you see how that woman walked when she came? She was literally crawling on the crutches. Where's the husband? Is he here nearby? Sister is here. Literally crawling on the crutches. And before you could say praise the Lord, she took off running. Now these afflictions are over. In Port Harcourt the other day, young lady has born crippled, 21 years crippled, pushed her own wheelchair. Will you show us that clip quickly?
If you are excited to be here tonight, and you believe God is going to give you a visitation, give him a shout.
So I waste my life again and again.
I waste my life again.
Oh, you.
Don't use your environment to determine your fulfillment. Use your environment to rearrange your environment. Somebody with a shoulder condition, move that shoulder. Whether it is paralysis, whether it is fixed, the shoulder is not able to move all this while. Move it right now. Check it, because God heals that shoulder right now.
Shoulder condition. Our brother here said that at the place of war, somebody told him that I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to render you useless. Immediately that statement came out of the mouth. The shoulder condition started. But in the course of the ministration tonight, the pain has gone to hell.
Are you just looking like that? Move that shoulder, let's see. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Reigns a loud shout of praise. Yes. It is written, in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder. Yes. Something is breaking right now. A yoke is breaking right now. A spell is breaking right now. An ancestral curse is being broken from 21 people. A generational curse of wasted years. That's right. It's breaking right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Break. What is happening here?
This is an amazing miracle.
An amazing miracle.
Oh. She has never walked.
Wait. She has never walked.
In her life.
She has never walked in her life. She's so happy. She's dancing. Is she in the choir? I think I saw her with a wheelchair yesterday.
Hey.
He's pushing the wheelchair. That is your
Hold on. Anybody here ready to walk out of oppression, out of affliction, out of where the devil kept you? Shout power! Shout it loudest. You are ready to walk out of oppression, walk out of affliction, walk out of frustration, walk out of where the devil kept you. Shout power!
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Someone here today, every destiny that has been crippled, a lady like the man at a beautiful gate who has never walked in his life, and that was the same case here. Every destiny that has been grounded since your childhood, every man's destiny and potential that has been crippled and paralyzed and grounded, by the authority of Jesus, I declare that destiny is rising and running. Your life is rising and running. Your destiny is rising and running. Somebody shout power! Lift your hands everywhere you are. Something is happening. He said to Peter and John, told the man at the beautiful gate, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Today is an impartation service. In the same manner, I am releasing upon you such as I have, for your life to rise and run, for your destiny to rise and run. For your finances to rise and run, for your potentials to rise and run, for your giftings to rise and run, for your calling to rise and run. Lift your hands right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that your life, your destiny, your potential will rise and run at the count of seven. When I say 1, 2, 3, by the time I say 7, you scream, I receive. You receive the power to rise and run. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive the power, the grace, the ability to rise. Thank you, Master. Incredible. Take your seat, people, 1 minute. Congratulations, that's your wife. And she has been in this condition for 4 years now. Crippled like that with all those afflictions. You must have gone severally, hospitals and so on. 40-something million. Did you hear that? We have spent over 40-something million. That is what Jehovah healed without charge. For those who say church is looking for money, what about this? We have spent over 40-something million naira. That is what Jehovah healed without charge. Odegu degu, Oman chala,
Oh, Degu. Ay. Degu.
Devil. Jesus, everywhere the devil is siphoning your money, your resources, and your destiny to service affliction, that challenge is over forever. It is over forever. Shout the loudest amen.
Lift up your hands, step over here. Hold her hand. Good. Father, completed. Power of the Holy Ghost. Completion. Completion. Finalization. Brand new kidneys. Blood pressure normalized. Every ulcer disappear. And you are free in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. No more unnecessary expenditure. God is going to give somebody a trophy. A trophy this morning to show that the devil is not in control and that God is in control. Tell me what happened there.
Sir, we have 20 cases of several types of pain gone. And all of them, you mentioned them one by one. Waist pain, out of 5, couldn't bend, now she's bending. Waist pain, gone. Mama's own, she waist pain, she couldn't stand straight. She has to stand like an angle. And she said there has been so much.
It's over 10 years. But
over 10 years. Show us again. How you, for over 10 years. Mama, can you run up here now and show the devil how you can move now? Hey! Are you like that? Are you just looking like that? Are you just, how many of you believe something that is crooked in your life is about to be straightened? A crooked life, crooked marriage, crooked business, crooked destiny is about to be straightened. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Okay. This kind God, this kind God, blessed be your holy name. Never, 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 never
your type. Oh, aye, aye, aye. Blessed be your name. Can't you see your favor coming? Can't you see your miracle coming? Can't you see your breakthrough coming? Take it now. Take it, take it now.
Aside from this moment, they are working. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Mother, lift up your hands. Father, perfection, perfection. Give the Lord a praise.
Sir, more waist pain gone. Couldn't bend before.
Bend. Give the Lord a praise. Go ahead, faster, faster.
Sir, amazingly, you said somebody slept and sustained neck pain. Here he is, gone.
Incredible. Somebody has what we call a nasal polyp, a growth in the nose that prevents you from breathing through the nose. That growth has disappeared. You normally use one nostril to breathe, and now if you want to breathe through the second nostril, you will confirm that that nose is open. If you had a polyp in nose or even a sinusitis that completely blocked one nostril, that nostril is unblocked now. Anywhere you are, confirm your healing and quickly rush and let us know what has happened. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, our sister, 8 years, half of her body was like paralyzed, pain all through.
The guy is running, run quickly. Are you? One nostril blocked is unblocked right now. That spirit of death is arrested back to hell. Dr. Mr. Neche, please help me interview that man. That's right. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, one side of our body paralyzed for 8 years with excruciating
pain. And night has been unparalyzed.
Unparalyzed, sir.
That's been restored.
Neck pain. And sir, when you mention somebody that was having irregular menstrual flow, she collapsed under power. That's her case again.
Wow, a nice restore.
Restore, sir.
Give the Lord a praise.
This young brother, leg pain gone. This man is a footballer. He was to start training by February. Sustained injury on the knee.
Me.
Spend it, yes, sir.
Footballer. Now. And when footballer has a problem on the knee, it's like a surgeon whose hand has been cut. Yes,
now, the knee is healed. Totally healed.
Footballer, make some football moves with your knee, let's see.
Make some food.
Hey! Everything that is attacking your career, attacking your potential, attacking what you do with your life, today, that attack is over forever. It's over forever. It's over forever. Shout the loudest amen. Yes.
Sir, neck pain too gone. Leg, neck pain. This one too, neck pain.
That didn't sleep, put position his head well, and woke up with the neck pain.
Wow.
And today,
and now he's healed.
It's all gone.
Incredible.
It's all gone.
Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, another amazing. This my sister here, the legs. You see, it's two legs. The right leg, pain gone. And this young girl, SS, they backed her for 2 weeks. The pain has been so much that she couldn't walk. But as you mentioned the word, sir, the lady landed on her two legs and began to walk.
For 2 weeks, they had to back her because she's a sickler, bone pain crisis. And the Lord showed me he's healing sicklers this morning. Everyone that is called SS here today, whether it's you or your child, your brother, your sister, SS is changing to AA right now. You demon of sickle cell anemia, your tenure expired. Baby, come.
Sir? Okay.
This baby had been backed for 2 weeks. And now, she is healed. Baby, this way. Jesus' name, complete freedom. Jesus' precious name. Walk to mama. Yes.
So you do the test and come back.
Do the test. SS changes to AA.
Amen.
And everyone here in that category, sickle cell anemia, SS genotype is changing to AA genotype. Yes.
Wonders, sir. Now you get a word of knowledge that somebody is being healed of a nasal polyp and he couldn't breathe overnight yesterday night. This is the gentleman. 10 years, nasal polyp. He had talked about going in for surgery.
To remove the growth in the nose.
Yes, sir. On the left side.
Left nostril.
Yes, sir. He said he couldn't breathe at all yesterday night. He didn't know whether he was going to be able to stay alive.
Alive till morning.
And this morning, as soon as you declared, bam, the nostril opened.
Ola,
he can feel the growth in the nose again.
Are you just looking like that? The nostril opened. He cannot feel the growth anymore. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Jump up on your feet in the shout of victory. Be outstanding, people.
Two other polyps
in the nose.
1 month, this mama cannot remember for how long she has had the nasal polyp. This morning, as soon as she declared the word, bam, no polyp disappeared, breathing very easy.
Incredible. Lift your hands, sir. Congratulations. Anything that attacks your breath is indirectly attacking your life. Every spirit of death attacking anybody's life here, attacking anybody's family here, attacking anybody's destiny here, that spirit of death is arrested, and that spirit of death is sent back to hell. Power of the Holy Ghost. Touch that mother in the middle. Yes. 1, 2, 3. Touch.
Hallelujah. At this stage, we have to round off now so we can say at least one word of preaching. Right?
Sir, during your preaching, you said that everything that followed you to church will return back. And she said for the past 16 years, she came all the way from Lokoja.
Past
16 years, she has been accompanied with negative presence. Feelable.
Feelable demonic presence.
Yes. And with that, the life has been stagnated and all manner of things. He has not been able to do anything fruitful in life. He said when they shouted fire, that presence disappeared.
That's right. See, give the Lord a praise.
Sir.
Chance. Freedom. Jesus. Go ahead.
This is Sister James. 2 years ago, an old woman attacked her in a dream and told her, lie down there. She woke up with a cobweb attack all over every day of her life, moving objects all over her body.
And what happened now?
And now, as the word went forth, she saw an ant hill left her.
Ant hill?
Ant hill left her, and the heavy load she used to carry disappeared.
Every stranger in your body, stranger in your life, stranger in your system is living right now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be set free.
Sister Florence has similar case, 8 collar 20 years ago in a dream, and since then she has been having itching ears and couldn't do anything, cannot talk, cannot sing. Her husband, medical personnel, they took all manner of drugs, all to no effect. Said she was even tired of taking drugs. She abandoned it. But as the word went forth this morning, all of a sudden she discovered that she could talk.
She couldn't talk before. And couldn't do what?
Couldn't talk, couldn't sing. And itchy ears.
Couldn't talk
and couldn't sing.
Sing.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't talk nor
couldn't
sing.
And itchy ears.
And now the tongue is loose.
Oh, loose.
Give us the mic. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing the song of praise.
I will praise.
Are you sure you will not join the choir?
I will praise him forever. So turn along me.
Give the Lord a praise. Now, because of time, can we all stand up 1 minute? Any miracle you are expecting from God, dance for it for 1 minute. Whatever you want God to do in your life before you leave here this morning, dance in advance of it for 1 minute. Are you ready? Everybody be up on your feet. Those of you in the front, because of time, we might not be able to take all the testimonies. If you want to wait for the second service for us to take your testimony, we can do that. And then just dance back to your seat. Let's go. 1, 2, go.
Oh, come on, lay, lay, lay.
Shout of victory. 50 seconds. Shout. victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you for this morning. Breathe upon your word. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Glorify your name this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. That's right. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, I am in church. Tell them you are in church. Oh, this is what it means to be in the presence of the Lord. We didn't come for seminar. Yeah, there is teaching and instruction, but we came for power, for principles. We came to experience His presence. Somebody experienced His presence already. Shout the loudest, amen. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, all the way to verse 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God has revealed them to them that love Him. Subject is the prophet of loving God. The prophet of loving God. The prophet of loving God. Our objective is to unravel the dividends of love for God. The dividends of love for God. I'm going to rush as fast as I can, but I can assure you, you are going to get everything you need to get. Scriptures make it abundantly clear that it is extremely profitable to love God. Extremely. Lovers of God, listen to this. Lovers of God are enviable citizens of the planet Earth. Every time you see a genuine lover of God, he or she is an enviable citizen of the planet Earth. Love for God was a major distinguishing characteristic of David. It distinguished David from the people of his generation. Love for God, a major distinguishing characteristic of the man David. You saw that in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13 and in verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and in verse 14. It says, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. David was called the man after God's own heart. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 13 and in verse 23, we saw it again. Of this man's seed has God raised to his promise raised unto Israel's Savior Jesus Christ. Right, the verse before. He said, I have found me a man after mine own heart. Yes, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart. Own heart. Acts 13:22. No wonder David ended as the envy of the house of Jesse. Envy of the house of Jesse. Envy of the nation of Israel, because he loved the Lord. Don't let anybody tell you you are wasting your life or wasting your time loving God. It pays to love God. It pays to love God. And we are going to look at it quickly. What is the profit? What does it profit? What is the profit of loving God? Number one,
access to depths and insight. Access to depths and insight. God shows his lovers what he doesn't show other people. Secrets belong to intimates. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. But God has revealed it to them that love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. When you are a lover of God, you see out of scripture what others can't see. You see in a day what others can't see in a lifetime. You see in a moment what others can't see forever. Them that love God, access to depths and insight. Number two, access to divine presence. When you are a lover of God, you enjoy the presence of God. You enjoy. He's just naturally. See, lovers naturally hang around each other. Either physically over the phone or text. There are times my wife and I are in the same house and be sending messages to each other. One day, until one day she says, what kind of abnormality is this? You are in this room, I'm in that room, and you are texting me and texting you. Access to divine presence. John chapter 14 verse 21. See what the scripture said. He said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. I will just envelope him with myself. I will just surround him with myself. When you see a genuine lover of God, they carry a feelable, palpable presence of God. When you come around them, you feel God. When you hang around them, you feel God. When you come into their vicinity, you feel God. And the presence of God is what is called the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Love for God will give you access to depths. Love for God will give you access to his presence. And access to his presence equals the anointing. Number three is access to divine preservation. God defends his lovers. He fights to keep them alive. He defends his lovers. Psalm 91 verse 14 to 15. And he said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He has set his love upon me. Because you love me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high. I will, because you have known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. That is, you love me too much for me to allow you to be wasted by the devil. You love me too much for me to allow you to be wasted by the enemy. I'm sorry I'm using these examples frequently, but one day when we came to Abuja newly, my wife came home from work. She was still practicing medicine in a private hospital in Abuja here. She came from work crying. And I said, who made you cry? Why are you crying? She said, it's a colleague at work, a male colleague, looked for her trouble. I said, me that own the wife, I am not making her to cry. A stranger is making her to cry at workplace. Now me and you today. I carry Volvo like Jehu. I drove like a man that was not matching brake. I reached the place. I said, take me to the man. And when I met the man shook first. I said, what happened between you and this woman? By the time I was through with him, that man was sacked from that work under 2 weeks. I didn't report him to nobody. I only encountered him. God is about to encounter an enemy on your behalf. That amen can be better. God is about to encounter a an enemy on your behalf. It's about to encounter the devil on your behalf. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. Access, take your seat. Access to divine preservation. Number four is supernatural release. When you love God, there are releases. And what are those releases? The supernatural release of revival and resources. Supernatural release. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 to verse 14. Deuteronomy 11, 13 to 14 said that. He said, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart. Love him. Serve him with all your soul. I will give you rain. That is revival. Of your land in its due season. The first rain and the latter rain. That you may gather in your corn. That is resources. Supply. Your wine and your oil. When you are a lover of God, you are a mobile reviver. Revival in motion. You don't know dry season spiritually. You are not permitted. I will give you the rain of your land in this season. You don't know dry season. You don't know scarcity and shortage. Those who don't understand love for God, they have seen nothing yet. God will so decorate his lovers in this season that he will make the heart of wicked people to break. He will just break until they repent and change their mind. They will be shocked at the level of release. We went to village evangelism in the village last year. We were in rural rugged evangelism. People sent us text message. At the level you are, with a church like this, you are still having time for village, rural road, no light, nothing. You still went. And we shall continue to go till Jesus comes. The only difference now is that we shall be landing with helicopters there. Just at will, at normally, naturally, without any stress. Till Jesus comes. Going to the campus, preaching to them. The campus crusade we went recently. Our church branch there said, what do you want us to do for you as you host our father-in-law? They said, do everything for us. That is, pay for the hotel, pay everything. We went to preach to them to change their life, not to take a dime. The world is, the release of revival, the release of resources. Just face God and God will face you. He will face you with supplies. He will face you with resources. He will face you. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
We are in the process of trying to secure a trailer. What do you call it? Motorhome. That is, when you come to a place where it is difficult to sleep anywhere, you came with where to sleep. A trailer inside which you can sleep inside. That is the level of our commitment to going to the interiors and everywhere, chasing the devil until Jesus comes. Are you following what I'm saying here today? We have slept in unsleepable places, drank undrinkable waters, but it didn't harm us. Lovers of God. I recruit you into this season of love for God, and your generation shall be shocked at what God will do in your life. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Supernatural release, both of revival and resources. Number five is supernatural possession and victory over the enemy. Supernatural possession and victory over the enemy. When you love God, no devil is permitted to keep your inheritance.
in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22 to 23. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22 to 23. Say, for if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you. And you shall possess greater nations that are mightier than yourself. Whatever belongs to you, you possess them effortlessly and defeat the enemy effortlessly if you are a lover of God. Number six, access to grace. When you are a lover of God, you become a carrier of grace. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 24. It says, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Anybody who loves God sincerely can never lack grace. Apostolic grace, prophetic grace, teaching grace, pastoral grace, worship grace, receiving and writing of songs grace, instrument grace, grace, leadership grace, pastoral grace, financial dominion grace. Grace be with everyone who is not playing pranks with God. Grace is abundant for everyone who loves God with a passion. Grace. That is point number six. I'll stop there and deal with the other 6 points in the second service. But we'll have access to depths and insight, access to divine presence, access to divine preservation, supernatural release of both revival and resources, supernatural possession and victory, and then we have access to grace. What are the proofs of love for God? We have mentioned it before, but I'll say it quickly. What is it that confirms that a person loves God? Number one is passion and hunger for his person and presence. Passion and hunger for the person and presence of God. Lovers of God carry a passion. They carry a passion. A passion. Psalm 42 and in verse 1 to 2, it said, as the hart pants after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Everybody who knows you know that you have a heart that beats for God. You have a heart that is yearning for God when you are a lover of God. Number two is commitment to his commandments. Commitment to his commandments. John chapter 14 and in verse 21. John 14 and in verse 21. It said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. I will manifest myself to him. You have a passion for the word of God. You don't want to go days at a time without this word. And you don't just read the word. You don't just read the word. You keep the word. Passion, commitment to his commandment. And thirdly, sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. There can be no love without giving. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Sacrificial giving. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 all the way to verse 5. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Solomon loved the Lord, and he walked in the statutes of David his father. He walked in the statutes, and he sacrificed there and burnt incense, the verse 4. And then the king went to Gibeon out of his love for God to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings. The Solomon altar
offer upon the altar, and God appeared. Lovers are givers. It is not possible for a person to say, I love, and he does not give. Beloved, welcome to a new frequency of love for God, in worshiping of God, in going after souls in evangelism, in worshiping and serving Him in the sanctuary. A new dimension of love where people will tell you, do you want to carry church on your head? Tell them, yes, I want to. And then God will show you off for them that He is a rewarder, not just a recorder of the labor of His people. Stand up on your feet. Take your seat. Now stand with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Shout it louder, 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 louder. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Say, and just begin to thank the Lord for the privilege of knowing Him, the privilege of worshiping Him, the privilege of adoring Him. Lift your hands, lift your voice, worship Him. Honor Him, give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift that right hand up and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive the grace to maintain passion for you, to be committed to your commandments, to give sacrificially. I receive your help. I receive your mercy. I receive your grace to live for you. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth. Speak to God. Mashakoko bagadagalayada. Leperete kezigo lamanagayalala. Leperete sita lene meyalala. Rete keste lite prete sinana. Leperete sika lomanagayalala hashta. Leperete kezegadialos. Repeke zegadialosa. Zegadialosa. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. Everyone here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Anywhere you are. Ever, backward, never. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All those who pray that prayer, you carry your Bibles and bags and quickly come forward, singing, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Do that. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. Quickly, quickly. 1 minute.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I'll give you the count of seven and be the first person to come out. Don't be the last to come. One.
I live for you. Every
two.
That I
every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Of your will, Lord. Keep coming. Keep coming. Everybody sing. I give you my heart, I give you my soul,
I live for you alone,
I live for you alone, every moment I'm away, every moment I'm away,
of your will, Lord.
Sing it two more times, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
For you alone,
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away,
every moment I'm away.
Of your will,
I'm always. Keep coming. Hold on, yes, counselors. I want to announce to you the most important part of the service is this part, and let everybody hold their peace. You are bound by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, something you don't want, a chain, a yoke that needs to be broken. Rush forward now. Pick your Bibles on your back and rush forward and let that yoke be broken.
I've got my mind.
Quickly, quickly. Carry your Bibles. You want to rededicate yourself. Alcohol needs to leave you. Tobacco, Indian hemp, immoral life. Quickly, come forward.
God bless you more. Come in, but place your right hand on your chest. Say this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I take authority over the hold of sin. That chain of the enemy is broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.